Montour Ridge looks ancient in the rain. Winter snow can paint her young again. I'm a lucky man, call this home.
Thank you, Van Wagner, opening this week's edition of History Speaks, a weekly podcast of the Montour County Historical Society. My name is Terry Diener, a member of the board and your host for the program. We had a great turnout for our speaker series at the Boyd House May the 9th. Author Bill Bailey spoke on the role William Montgomery, Danville's founder, had during the Revolutionary War. Andrew Leshak, a researcher and collector of World War I munitions, speaking on that subject, will be the presenter of the second of the speaker series Wednesday, May the 16th. The event will be held at the Boyd House Museum at 19 Bloom Street. Andrew moved to the local area in 2000 from Chicago. He has been involved with the history of World War I munitions, and he will display some of his collection. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. The event begins at 7. There is a $5 admission fee. And just a reminder, the museums, the Boyd House and the Montgomery House, are open Sundays from 2 until 4. Historical Society members and students up through 12th grade are admitted free. There is a $5 admission fee for all others. That gets you into both museums. This week, I wanted to share a story about another Montgomery, John Gallagher Montgomery, a congressman-elect from Danville in the mid-1850s. A national scandal struck the country in January of 1857 when numerous guests became ill while rooming at the National Hotel in Washington, D.C. It would eventually claim the life of Congressman-elect Montgomery of Danville. The National Hotel epidemic was a mysterious sickness which afflicted people who stayed at the hotel in Washington, D.C. beginning in early January of 1857. At the time, it was the largest in the city, and by some accounts, as many as 400 people became sick, nearly 36 died. The illness was considered by some medical experts to have originated from an attempt to poison hotel boarders. It affected mostly patrons of the hotel's dining room, not those who frequented the bar. It began to spread more noticeably by the middle of January 1857. New cases of the illness started to decrease in number by the end of January, and continued to abate until the middle of February, when the numbers of guests increased for the presidential inauguration of March the 4th. The sickness returned again, this time forcefully. The National was one of the city's most popular and plush hotels, serving a clientele of influential politicians, particularly Southern members of Congress. Buchanan, a former representative from Pennsylvania, once described as a Northern man with Southern principles and possessing anti-abolitionist convictions, chose the National as his pre-inauguration lodgings. The president-elect and several members of the Pennsylvania delegation were among the scores of hotel guests who fell ill, although Buchanan made a quick recovery. Rumors fed by sensationalized newspaper coverage soon emerged that victims had been poisoned by arsenic, the result of a botched assassination attempt on Buchanan by radical abolitionists. Medical experts now believe the disease outbreak to have been caused by dysentery because of the hotel's primitive sewage system. In an age when scientists and doctors knew little about bacterial infections and how to treat them, dysentery was a dangerous affliction. John Gallagher Montgomery was born in Paradise Township, Northumberland County in 1805. He studied under a private tutor and graduated from Washington College, now Washington and Jefferson, in 1824. Montgomery studied law, was admitted to the bar in 1827, and commenced practice in Danville. He was a member of the State House of Representatives in 1855, and Montgomery was elected as a Democrat to the 35th U.S. Congressional District, representing the 12th District of Pennsylvania. After attending Buchanan's inauguration in March, Montgomery returned home ill and died at Danville 5 weeks later on April the 24th. The May 1st edition of the Danville Intelligencer included tributes following Montgomery's death. He was described as a man of strong mental powers, clear, concise, and enforceable in his arguments at the bar, and held an honorable standing in his profession. In reporting on the death, the editor of the newspaper appeared to be swept up in those sensationalized stories surrounding the mysterious illnesses. He wrote, "Wholesale murder seems to have been committed by some mysterious means at the National Hotel, which should be thoroughly investigated." According to a report in the Danville American newspaper, a postmortem on Montgomery's body indicated he was indeed a victim of poison. He was buried at the Episcopal Cemetery in Danville, and there is a memorial in his memory at Washington, D.C.'s Congressional Cemetery. Well, that's our History Speaks podcast for this week. I'll share more next week on our continuing speaker series in June. Until then, this is Terry Diener with a quote from Abraham Lincoln. "I like to see a man proud of the place in which he lives. I like to see a man live so that his place will be proud of him."